Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli airstrikes hit Yemen's rebel-held capital and port city after Houthi attacks targeted Israel. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's defense minister says the country would not allow the continuation of shooting from Yemen's Houthi rebels. Hours after Israel launched heavy airstrikes on rebel sites, Israel Katz adds, remember, whoever raises a hand against the state of Israel has a hand that will be cut off. Whoever harms us will be harmed sevenfold back. The statement follows a series of intense Israeli strikes that shook Yemen's capital and a port city and killed at least 9 people, officials say, shortly after a Houthi missile targeted central Israel and badly damaged a school building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. and Arab mediators are working around the clock to hammer out a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas, sources close to the talks said. While in the Gaza Strip, medics said Israeli strikes had killed 26 Palestinians on Thursday. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and lawmakers were meeting late into the night after President-elect Donald Trump came out against a continuing resolution to fund the government. AP correspondent Kevin Fracking reports.
Lawmakers are a bit stunned, and they're also at this stage at a loss where exactly to go with a bill that could avert a shutdown at midnight Friday. They're exploring various options, but it's clear that they really don't have one at this stage that has bipartisan support, and that's usually what it takes to get this type of bill over the finish line.
Kevin Fracking for the Associated Press. Kill the Bill billionaire ally Elon Musk wrote on his social media platform X as he dangled primary challenges against anyone who voted for the budget deal, a threat Trump later echoed in a post of his own. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended an EU summit in Brussels Thursday. The meeting took place as European Union leaders aimed to send a clear signal to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump about their continued support for Ukraine.
From the very beginning of next year, we need very much unity between the United States and EU and countries of Europe. This is very important. We need this unity to achieve peace. And I think only together the United States and Europe can really stop Putin and save Ukraine.
Zelensky also met with Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that he was ready to compromise over Ukraine and possible talks with Donald Trump on ending the war. What can I offer to the President-elect Trump when we meet? First of all, I don't know when we will meet because he doesn't say anything about it. I haven't spoken to him for more than 4 years, and I am ready for it, of course, at any time, and I will be ready for a meeting if he wants it. Putin dismissed an assertion that Russia was in a weak position, saying that Russia had gotten much stronger since he ordered troops into Ukraine in 2022. Trump has vowed to end the conflict, but has not yet given any details on how. French President Emmanuel Macron traveled to Mayotte to survey the devastation wrecked by Cyclone Chido. French authorities said at least 31 people have died and more than 1,500 people were injured, more than 200 critically. But it's feared hundreds or even thousands of people have died after the strongest cyclone in nearly a century ripped through the French territory off the coast of Africa on Saturday. Supporters of French mass rape victim Gisèle Pelicot cheered as Dominique Pelicot was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a court in Avignon Thursday. Pelicot pleaded guilty to the charges during the 3-month trial and apologized to his family. Gisèle Pelicot spoke to the press and supporters after the verdict. By opening the doors to this trial on the 2nd of September last year, I wished for society to join in on the debates that were held. I never regretted this decision. I trust now in our capacity to collectively seize a future in which each one of us, woman and man, may live in harmony with mutual respect and understanding. The Pelicot trial, as it has come to be known, has attracted worldwide attention and turned into an examination of the pervasiveness of sexual violence in France and beyond. The number of people killed and missing remains unclear 2 days after a magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. The scale of the damage became clearer on Thursday when telecommunications were partially restored. The devastation is concentrated in downtown Port Vila, the capital, with aid and rescue efforts focused on providing water, shelter, and recovering trapped people. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.